Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 7, 36 to 50. Luke chapter 7, the verses 36 to 50. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him, so Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. She is a sinner." Then Jesus answered his thoughts. "Simon," he said to the Pharisee, "I have something to say to you." "Go ahead, teacher," Simon replied. Then Jesus told him this story. A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to the other. But neither of them could repay him, so he kindly forgave them both, cancelling their debts. Who do you suppose loved him more after that? Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he cancelled the larger debt." "That's right," Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you did not offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and there are many, have been forgiven, so she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only little love." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." The men at the table said among themselves, "Who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." My theme for reflection is lavish love at the feet of Jesus. Lavish love at the feet of Jesus. There is something about extravagant gestures that makes us both curious and uncomfortable. We don't bat an eye when someone screams in joy at a football match or cries openly at a wedding. But when it comes to faith, we tend to prefer things tidy, measured, and respectable. Luke 7, 36 to 40 unsettles that preference. It tells the story of a woman who dares to love Jesus with tears, kisses, and perfume, and in doing so, teaches us what true worship looks like. The scene is set in the house of a Pharisee named Simon. He is everything society deems respectable, religious, knowledgeable, and proper. Then comes a woman known publicly as a sinner. She crashes the dinner party and falls at Jesus' feet, weeping so intensely that her tears wash his dusty skin. She lets down her hair, a shocking breach of decorum in that culture, and dries his feet. She anoints him with costly perfume, filling the room with scent and silence. Everyone is scandalized except Jesus. For him, this is not disgrace, but devotion. The problem Jesus confronts is not the woman's past, but Simon's blindness. Simon sees her sin, but not her love. He sees his own respectability, but not his lack of hospitality. What he misses and what Jesus makes plain is that the woman's lavish act flows from deep forgiveness. Her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. She knows her need. She receives his mercy, and she responds with love that refuses to be contained by propriety. God's role in this story is both judge and redeemer. Jesus names sin without hesitation, but he also reveals God's heart. Mercy is stronger than judgment. Where others see contamination, Jesus sees transformation. Where others see scandal, he sees worship. His words to her, "Your faith has saved you, go in peace," declare that no one is beyond redemption and that true intimacy with God begins in humility, gratitude, and love. For us today, the temptation remains to police who belongs at the table and what counts as appropriate devotion. We draw lines around who is respectable enough to serve in church, what emotions are acceptable in worship, or how faith should be expressed. Yet this passage invites us to consider, what if true worship sometimes looks messy, extravagant, even scandalous? What if, like the woman, we were free to love Jesus with the fullness of our humanity, our tears, our vulnerabilities, and our longings? As Miroslav Volf has written, exclusion and embrace are the two movements that shape the drama of human relations. The gospel of Christ is the good news that God has embraced the sinner before the sinner could change. The woman in Luke 7 shows us what happens when someone realizes they are already embraced. Love pours out without calculation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life might you be holding back love for God out of fear of what others will think? Number two, who are the people you have quietly judged as unworthy of belonging at Jesus' feet? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take one act of love for God and make it extravagant. Maybe it is extra time in prayer with music and tears. Maybe it is a hidden act of generosity that costs you something, or maybe it is a word of forgiveness you have withheld. Do it not for recognition, but as a lavish offering to Christ who has forgiven much. Merciful Lord, you welcomed the sinner's love and silenced the voices of judgment. Forgive us when we hold back our devotion or withhold grace from others. Teach us to kneel at your feet with humility and to rise in your peace with joy. May our love be bold, our gratitude deep, and our faith extravagant, that the world may see not us, but your mercy shining through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.